Yes, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with the Regional Director of Public Affairs, AAA Colorado, the Auto Club Group, and Skylar McKinley joining us here, friend of the program, on KRDO's Midday Edition. Skylar, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Hope you had a great weekend.
Always good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had the, I drive by the gas, an area where I live, by the gas station, and the price of gas seemingly changes from like $2.89 to what it is today, like $2.50 something. How do these things happen overnight? I mean, can it really drop that much in one day?
You know, it's a complex market when we talk about oil and gas, and certainly refined petroleum that gets in the tank. So at an individual service station level, you might see those price drop off the second that they, or price increases, I should say, the second that they refill their tanks. You might be surprised to learn that the margins on gasoline aren't that high. Generally, service station owners hope that you come in and buy a Diet Coke and a hot dog. That's where they make their money. On gas, it's so price sensitive that when they get it for cheaper in the tanks, they know that so is everybody else, so they're going to lower their prices to match. And when they're paying more to get it to their station, they raise them. So, look, I think if we look at everything structurally, there's some good news and bad news. The good news is prices are nudging downward in Colorado after they've hit north of $4 in many markets, including Pueblo, for some time now. Relief won't come before Labor Day. The hurricanes in the Gulf might complicate the situation, but generally speaking, this is the time of year where all Coloradans can expect prices to inch downward, even if they won't drop to below $3 that we haven't seen in some time.
Yeah, today's national average is like, what, $3.83? It's 24 cents more than a month ago, but 5 cents less than a year ago. And as you mentioned, that hurricane Idalia is approaching Florida. Will that directly impact stuff, gas prices here anytime soon?
Generally, you're going to see the price increases related to a hurricane impact the Gulf most intimately and most immediately. Because it is a national oil market and because so much of our refining capacity is in the Gulf, there's a chance refining capacity is taken offline. But the course of this current storm has it avoiding Texas and Louisiana and the Gulf Coast refineries, veering back over Florida. So I am skeptical that we're going to see a big price increases at a national level or even in Colorado as a function of this hurricane. And the good news is we're going to hit Labor Day this weekend. That is the end of the summer driving season. Mm-hmm. Demand falls off a cliff after Labor Day. We're also going to switch to winter blend in a couple weeks. That will take 15 cents off the top. So there is some hope on the horizon. But I think context is key. Right now, the Colorado statewide average is $3.97. If it weren't for the historically expensive year we had last year where we set and broke records, we would all be saying this is the most we pay for gas in ages. And that's true, but for the fact last year was so pricey.
You know, here's an interesting question for you, and I'm not sure if you've been asked this before because I feel witty today. But when you look at gas prices, it's always based on demand. But as more and more people buy electric, how does that affect the gas price for the rest of the people using gas?
That's a great question. We have not yet seen enough folks go electric that it's moved the needle on the market. Okay. Because folks are still commuting to and from work, which is how most people spend money on gas, and going on road trips using gas-powered vehicles. In Colorado, too, folks are going electric at a rate that's way surpassing the national average, but they tend to be second vehicles, and they tend to be city vehicles. So most folks who have an electric vehicle in Colorado still have a gas-powered vehicle. Look, if we were to completely electrify overnight, gas demand would fall off a cliff. In the short term, that would mean very, very cheap gas prices, and then gas would get more expensive. But, you know, the timeline for electrification is so long that what we see at the gas price level is mostly impacted by local trends, how the economy's doing, how folks are traveling, if folks still are commuting to and from work. That all plays a much bigger role. In the long term, it's an open question, very much so. But I think that in my lifetime, there will still be internal combustion engines. And they'll still predominate.
Here's another good one for you. Vehicles that are designed to run on regular gas, do they benefit at all from premium gasoline?
This is where it really pays to read your owner's manual. Some folks think that you're going to get a lot better gas mileage. Unless your car requires premium or recommends premium, don't put it in your car. It's not going to really improve any gas mileage. We've done study after study on this. Your best bet is to go with the regular unleaded. I will say in Colorado, our regular unleaded is 85. In other states, it's 87. Your owner's manual might recommend 87. Your mileage may vary, so to speak. I regularly put the regular 85 unleaded in my Jeep Wrangler, which its owner's manual specifies I should be putting 87, but I've never noticed any engine operability issues. any mileage issues. I mean, our regular unleaded fuel is great for the price and fine for your vehicle, unless, of course, your vehicle says you must use premium, in which case, don't skimp on price.
Yeah. And finally, as a lot of people will be traveling this weekend, it's the last time to take advantage of the national holiday. But I love this calculator that you have on the website. It's the AAA gas cost calculator. And it really does help because it shows you exactly what you will be paying when you schedule that trip.
Yeah, I used that last year. I drove from Oak Creek, Colorado to San Francisco. Uh-huh. Boy, I would have been in for a rude awakening when I get to California and I'm paying $6 for gas. But I used the gas price calculator so I knew.
Yeah.
It's a great way to set your budget. And what we know about families who are traveling over Labor Day by car, if they think they're going to spend more on gas, they're not going to cancel their plans. They might go to a cheaper restaurant. They might find cheaper activities. So if you're budgeting for this weekend, and many of us are in this time of high inflation, definitely budget that out. And we are so lucky to live in Colorado, where there's so much family fun in our neighborhoods and nearby. So you generally can save some money. Although international travel is up for Labor Day for the first time we've seen in our data, we know most folks will be sticking close to home.
That's right. And that's a subject we'll be talking about later on this afternoon. AAA Skylar McKinley, thanks for the time. I'll look forward to talking to you very soon.